You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Diamond District Bonus Hour on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll get back to the NFL and anything else going on in the sports world in a bit. Aaron Jones signing with the Vikings, 1 year, $7 million. Boy, that was quick. I mean, hell, he got cut, what, 16 hours ago, 18 hours ago? I mean, wow.
Cowboys didn't get him either.
No, no. And the word is Derrick Henry probably going to the Ravens. So they don't have any running backs, and they need offensive linemen. But they're all in, Mark. Jerry Jones, he says he's all in. Could the problem be Dak's contract? Could the problem be, quite frankly, they don't have enough cap room because his cap charge is $59 million this year, and they need to negotiate it down? So, but we'll get to that. So, big news yesterday, all right? The news broke between like 2 and 3 o'clock, at least on campus, and then most people found out, you know, in the evening watching local news or online or what have you. But FGCU's got a new AD. Colin, I'm going to go with Hargis. H-A-R-G-I-S. We going with Hargis?
Okay.
I'm going with a soft G sound instead of a hard G sound. You know, I'm going Colin Hargis. He spent the last 10 years as, you know, one of them senior associate ADs. You know, just keep throwing words in front of AD. Before that, he spent 5 years at South Florida. And before that, he spent five more years at NC State. So after getting his master's at NC State and his bachelor's at Wingate, so obviously, you know, this is a North Carolina guy. As an adult, anyway, don't know where he grew up, but as an adult, he's a North Carolina guy. He has spent 15 of the last 20 years at NC State, and the 5 years he didn't, he spent at South Florida. Mark, what did we say when FGCU went looking for Ken Cavanaugh's replacement?
Needed someone that could make some money for this university.
And we wanted someone, preferably, who was younger. We didn't want the 60-year-old or even 55-year-old who's very experienced, who this was going to be their retirement job. Whether it was 5 years to retirement, 10 years to retirement, what have you. We feel where FGCU is at right now, they need young and hungry.
They need the same thing that they thought they were getting with some basketball coaches, is that this might be a destination for 5 years before this person can move on to a bigger job. And that's okay. Where they can make their bones at a smaller university running the show.
Colin Hargis, give or take a year, is 42 years old because he got his bachelor's at Wingate 20 years ago. Mark, you and I don't know Colin Hargis. We don't know anything about him except what we read off LinkedIn. But I can tell you that this guy has dealt more with money than he has with actual athletics.
He managed NC State's NIL efforts.
Right. He was in charge of sponsorships. He did the contracts with Adidas and Learfield. Yeah, this guy's about money. Mark, what does FGCU need above all else?
Money. Money. And more money. They're getting passed in the A-Sun by teams because they don't have the bankroll that other colleges have.
So, you know, listen, we've already put in our request to talk to him. He doesn't start until May 1st. Our hope is that we get him on before then. I was led to believe next week might even be a possibility. Quite frankly, as of this morning, the contract hasn't been signed. They're still, you know, dotting I's, crossing T's, if you will. So it's another reason. I mean, he hasn't even officially, you know, listed that, hey, I'm the new AD at FGCU. The university sent it out and said he is pending successful negotiations. We're finalizing it now. He'll start May 1st. But he hasn't changed his Twitter/X handle at all or sent anything out or what have you. This will be his first AD job. He's never been in charge of an entire department before. He dealt with ticketing and marketing at South Florida. Did it for 5 years. And then went back to NC State, which is where he got his master's and started his career, and has been there 10 years. And so now he's coming back to the west coast of Florida. So for to us, just, you know, on paper, he 42 years old, give or take a year. Okay, good.
That checks off the first box for Miller and Moulton.
Right. And his expertise is what? Money.
Generating revenue.
Good. Also, one final thing, which is interesting, because the men's basketball program right now has disappointed the last 2 years, been right around 500, early exits from the A-Sun playoffs. There was one sport that Colin oversaw at NC State. One. Where he was the direct supervisor. Men's basketball. So if you're an FGCU fan, all right, whatever athletic focus he has really honed in on in recent years at NC State, when he's not doing the money stuff, is the most important program in your athletic department. Okay. So on paper, and I was told there were three finalists, you know, he, for Miller and Moulton, if we were on the hiring committee, we probably would have leaned back in our chairs and said, well, checks a lot of our boxes. Guess it depends on how he interviews.
So, you know, as David mentioned, he's never been an AD before. So there is a lot of growth that he has to have in hiring coaches and in all of the things that go with being the head AD. But he can generate revenue. He understands marketing and ticketing and digital strategies for a university that desperately needs that.
Desperately needs that. I like the fact that he's worked at the absolute grassroots level of selling tickets, because FGCU needs that, quite frankly. And it's a shame that at this stage of their athletic department that they're still struggling to sell tickets for many of their teams. But the fact of the matter is they are. So that needs to be addressed too. It's not just the top end. It's not just the, man, do they need the big checks to come flying in. Man, do they have to set up some NIL, because this is the world we live in, whether you like it or not. But they also need to go the other way. We've been very critical of their grassroots marketing forever. And I don't know if there's a time that you and I have done a show, which is, you know, damn near 18 years now, in which...
Oh, good
We've
God.
Liked the way FGCU Athletics has marketed themselves. What'd you say?
Oh, good God.
That's an oldie, but a goodie. But isn't that fair to say?
Yes, it's very fair to say that we've been very critical of their marketing efforts on all fronts for a long time.
Right. And so in theory, this is this guy's area of expertise. He's actually done it. And he did it at South Florida also. He not just started his career doing it at NC State. He then went to South Florida, got a promotion, worked his way up to associate AD, but he did it at South Florida. For 5 years he spent there. Now, obviously, that was over 10 years ago, but still, once again, you kind of look at a guy's background, it's not in Wyoming. All right, he spent 5 years, 2 hours up the road. Cool. Okay. He kind of has an idea, at least a little bit more of an idea.
And maybe because you and I are both play-by-play guys at heart, when I saw that he had deals done with Learfield, it made me encourage that they may take their television and radio to the next level at some point.
You mean actually do it?
Well, that would be something.
Yeah. Yep.
And connected in the right spots to do it right, David.
And it's unfortunate. Okay, I'm not going to put words in former AD's Ken Cavanaugh's mouth, but what I think happened was because he spent time and money on grassroots broadcasting when he first got the gig. I mean, you know, I traveled everywhere. That was within reason. You know, he paid for us to go to Macon. Those broadcasts were paid for. FGCU paid Miller and Moulton. FGCU bought the airtime in 2012. Their first ever A-Sun tournament. They shelled out a few thousand dollars. They bought the station. They bought the two guys doing the games. And put us up in a hotel. But after Dunk City, what I think happened was the thought was, we don't need this anymore. We needed it. Now we don't. We're above that. You know, everybody knows who we are now. And Mark, it reminds me of the Blades. You got the Blades off to a great start. The Blades were rocking and rolling their first 10, 12 years. And then there was a recession. And then there was, and they had to, on the fly, totally revamp their marketing. And they've been amazing.
And Chris Palin, who's in charge of that, has done a terrific job.
Right.
Terrific job.
But there was a couple years there where it was starting to go the wrong way.
It was going the wrong way. And the building was very rarely half full. And now they're back to where sellouts are a regular occurrence.
So there you go. That's the new FGCU AD. Hopefully they finalize things, and he'll start May 1st. And let's hope it works out. Miller and Moulton. 21 minutes past the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. Some final thoughts. Definitely some picks. I mean, we got what? 4 championship games? Maybe 5? Is the Patriot League, I think, is tomorrow. But we got Horizon, Colonial, West Coast, Summit. I think they're all tonight. It's bids, baby. And some of the major conference tournaments get underway. UCF and Miami are in action tonight in the Big 12 and ACC, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So we got a full night of hoop tonight. Hey, can I ask a question that I don't even know if we've been beaten around this bush. We've just been kind of talking out loud. So let's kind of sum it up right now. Are the Dolphins a playoff team today? What they've lost?
I don't think so.
So right now, if you had to, you know, pick my 7 teams to make the playoffs, you're sitting down, you're doing picks. Even if you think they're still the second best team in the AFC East, you wouldn't pick them to be a wild card right now, would you?
I don't think so, David. I really don't. What is it that, how many teams that we have, usually if 5 miss it that made it the year before?
It used to be when it was 12, so let's just assume it's at least 5 now that we're at 14. It could be 6 new ones. Everyone's going to jump on the Bengals bandwagon because they missed it last year to make it this year. A lot of people are going to jump on the Harbaugh Chargers bandwagon, right?
Right. And I think people may even, I don't know if they'll jump on it, but do you look at the Jags who want, you know, I mean, is Houston going to come back and do the same thing they did a year ago?
That's 3. I think don't be surprised. There's going to be a lot of Bears hype. A lot of Bears hype. They're going to sign a lot of people in free agency. They're going to have a lot of top draft picks. Going to be a lot of Bears hype.
Obviously, Falcons, with the addition of Kirk Cousins, there'll be a lot of hype over today.
Why?
And a couple hours ago, we were probably 2 hours ago to the minute, we were talking about Cousins in the division, right, and is Atlanta now the best team? And it was just pointed out, you know, that Baker beat Cousins last year. Not too worried about it. When Kirk wins a big game, I'll be scared. I mean, Buck fan just puffed their chest out really quickly and said, hold on a second with your Kirk Cousins talk in Atlanta and them winning the division. And I love it.
I do too, and they should. They've made the playoffs 4 straight years, back-to-back division champions. They should. They should look around and go, no, 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 no. Division goes through us. I'm taking Atlanta. I'm just, and goodness, you know how often I'm wrong. I'm just saying I'm taking Atlanta.
But do you think it right now? I'll ask you the same question.
No, I don't. Right now, I would not pick the Dolphins to make the playoffs. I got to see how this shakes out. The next couple days of free agency.
I mean, I reserve the right to change my opinion on this come August.
Right.
But at this moment in time.
And then also, you know, the schedule will come out in mid-May. You know how we get with schedules, me more than you. So, you know, the free agency will come and go. The draft will come and go. Schedules will come out. I'll sit down. I'll overthink it and overanalyze it. And then, yes, I'll be ready to go. Because nothing happens in June, July. August, there's a chance somebody gets hurt.
More so now on the practice field than on the preseason game field because, well, right, they don't play in that.
So, but right now, do the Dolphins look and feel to you like a playoff team? Remember, they've had 4 straight winning seasons themselves. I mean, Flores had back-to-back winning seasons, even though he then got fired. And obviously, McDaniels had back-to-back winning seasons. They've made the playoffs in back-to-back years.
Here's the thing. They had a good defense last year. They blew out the coordinator and lost some key players of that defense. Explain to me how their defense is better today than it was a year ago.
Well, right now, it's not. It's definitely not. The one thing I will say, they may have graded out as the 10th best defense. That defense, when Jalen Ramsey started playing on that defense, was a top 4 defense. So they do have some room to fall, if you know what. They're not falling from 10. They're not. You got to look at them right now as with Jalen Ramsey, they were a top 4 defense in the league. Now, up front defensively right now, that's a problem. They got linebackers. They'll have enough in the secondary. They actually think their one backup corner can move over, replace X.
Where do they get a sack?
And where do they stop the run before needing a sack? Yeah. Defensive line's a problem right now, and defensive line is not cheap usually. So, put it this way, right now, Bucks or Dolphins? The sporting gods tell you one of them will make the playoffs. I'd be all over the Bucks. In the NFC, you could get 2 playoff teams out of the South. Absolutely you can.
Can we throw the Jags in there and make that our poll question tomorrow?
It's a little early.
I know, but it's a good football question. It fired me up right there. Almost got down to a 3-point stance off of that question.
We could go there. We could go there. I mean, they all had winning records last year. 2 of the 3 made the playoffs. Jags choked like big hairy dogs. Should have been a trifecta. For as clutch as the Bucks were, that's how non-clutch the Jags were. But sure. But I was just sitting here looking during the commercial break, looking at all the moves that went down. And I'm like, man, Dolphins lost a lot yesterday. And listen, I get deciding at $110 million for Christian Wilkins. That's too much. We're not going to go there. Okay, fine. You let them walk. Now, it is interesting that you could have tagged them for 22. You could have kept them for one more year. Now, the tag, obviously, you wouldn't have had money to get the two linebackers. And from a cap standpoint, a tag would have been problemsome. But, Mark, they could have tagged him and kept him for 22. They could have tagged him, kept him, and traded him.
They could have tagged him and spent more time trying to renegotiate a deal with him.
But they decided, nope, we went as far as we could in negotiations. He wants too much money. And to tag him, the Dolphins went into yesterday $24 million over the cap yesterday. If they had tagged Wilkins, it would have been $46 million over the cap. The Ramsey renegotiation got him $19 million, and then they did a few other things. Right now, apparently, the Dolphins are like $4 million to the good. All right. Whatever. You know, I got no problem letting Robert Hunt go. I mean, 5 years, $100 million, 63 guaranteed. Are you serious?
There's no way that you're paying a guard that kind of money. Carolina Panthers yesterday proved organizational incompetence, in my opinion, David.
Well, it tells me they're going to play him at tackle. I mean, now, he's never played he has filled in occasionally at left tackle, but he's played every position except a few snaps at center, but he's played both guards and both tackles before. You can't pay a guard $21 million a year because it's really a 3-for-63 deal, and we'll see if the last 2 years ever come to fruition. I mean, you want to pay a tackle $21 million, okay. You can't pay a guard $21 million. So, Mark, that screams to me they're going to put him at least right tackle. But, yes, to the Dolphins, he was a guard. Yeah, you can't pay that. Okay. You know, I'll say it again. The Van Ginkel one, you know, nice little spot player, edge rusher, good solid player. I would have liked to have kept him. Lost him to the Vikings.
And I think largely because they didn't want to do a two-year deal.
Which is ridiculous. So are the Dolphins a playoff team? Miller and Moulton. MillerandMoulton.com. Miller_Moulton.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes until the top of the hour, 16 until we're out of here. It is the Diamond District Bonus Hour of Miller and Moulton on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us.
Even went a little local in the bonus hour today. FGCU hiring a new athletic director. Spent a little time talking that. David Sampson joined us on the show today. Pat Kerwin on the show today. If you miss any of the show, go to MillerandMoulton.com or any of the usual places to download what you missed.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
1894, David. Coca-Cola sold in bottles for the first time. There's nothing like a glass bottle of Coca-Cola.
Or Pepsi. Either one. Remember the two that we bought from that little deli in Bonita? And they got it straight from Mexico.
Yeah,
and
it's all over down here, man.
And it had more sugar than what we're normally used to. Woo!
Today in 1903, the New York Highlanders, which became the Yankees, is approved as a member of the American League. 1919, the Girl Scouts began in Savannah, Georgia. 1933, FDR's first fireside chat. 60 million listened. 1957, The Cat in the Hat is published.
Think about that, by the way. 60 million on radio.
Right. It's like our bonus hour. I mean, 60.
Couple zeros.
Right. 1970, we lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. Today in 71 and tomorrow in 71, the Allman Brothers recorded their great live album live at the Fillmore East. May have to listen to the 25-minute version of Whipping Post on the way home and sit in the driveway for 23 minutes of it. Billy Joel released Glass Houses today in 1980. The Raiders announced their return to Oakland in 1990. Animated film Ice Age premiered today in 2002. 10 years later, The Hunger Games premiered. And it was 5 years ago that the college admissions scandal with Felicity Huffman and others came to fruition.
I mean, if you think about it, have you seen Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin in anything in the last 5 years?
Just a mugshot.
I mean, when you can't even get Hallmark work. I mean, Lori Loughlin lost all her Hallmark work. That's a ton of money, man. That's a lot of work. All those channels, Up TV, Hallmark. I mean, that's a lot of money to be made. Those silly, cute, ridiculous, you know, they film those rom-coms in about as much time as it took DeAndre Swift to sign with the Bears.
Way to bring it all back. If you're celebrating your birthday today, you're celebrating with Jack Kerouac and Eddie Sutton, who were born today. Others celebrating their birthdays today, Sammy the Bull Gravano is 79, Liza Minnelli, 78, Mitt Romney, 77, James Taylor, 76. Should be a Hall of Famer, Dale Murphy is 68. Daryl Strawberry is 62, and ESPN Steve Levy is 59. What did I miss, David?
Well, I just got an update. Apparently, Lori Loughlin's going to be on one of the last episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she's going to make fun of herself and the scandal.
Outstanding.
That is. That is. And I was going to say, politics aside, whether you like him or not, Mitt Romney looks amazing at 77. 77?
Everything,
seriously?
Everything he ever touched turned to gold, David. Everything he ever touched. I'm done.
Save the Olympics in Salt Lake City, that's for sure. But I got nothing. I mean, it was 4 years ago today that today was the day that everything really stopped. I mean, last night, 4 years ago, that was Gobert and what. But today, that's when it grinded to a halt.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
We go to Worcester. In the Worcester Public Library, they announced their March Meowness program, which runs through the end of the month, which will allow library patrons to clear their accounts of fines if they submit a photo or a drawing of a cat in its place. That's right. Cat pictures get you out of library fines in Worcester.
Does it get you out of jury duty?
If you're drawing cats, do they really want you on a jury?
Depends. One side may think you're perfect.
Oh! I see what you did there. For the bad, we go to Mission, Texas, where Jesus Lopez was arrested on charges of theft of property and a bunch of other things as he impersonated a salesperson at a small dealership and requested $1,500 from a customer for a Chevy Impala. They went back to the dealership to spoke to the owner and said Lopez didn't work there. He was offered their $1,500. He wasn't done then. A person seeking a divorce lawyer met with Lopez at a Burger King. He said he worked at a local law firm and needed $500 to initiate divorce proceedings. I don't know who the hell's paying for their divorce lawyer at a Burger King, but you should notice a problem at that moment. But he ended up scamming people out of thousands of dollars before he was finally caught. Finally, the ugly. We go to the Everglades, where a 60-year-old man was swimming ashore after his boat sank at Flamingo Marina in Everglades National Park when he was bit on the leg by a crocodile. The American croc bit him on the leg. He was transported to a nearby hospital where he was reported stable. The rangers and park biologists are investigating the incident and monitoring the suspected crocodile, which is easily identifiable. Now, I don't want anybody bitten on the leg by anybody or anything.
Right.
But when you are swimming in the Everglades and you're bitten by a crocodile, aren't you kind of in their territory?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No, that's their lake.
You just look like food.
You're merely a visitor. Correct.
And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Your Golden Corral, okay, and their lunch, right.
On March the 12th, 2024.
So we got like six or so games in the NBA tonight. The TNT double dip, Heat and Magic aren't playing. Sixers-Knicks, they played Sunday, horrendous game. Neither team scored 70. So they figured they'd do it again, 7:30. And Maxey, I think, is going to play for the Sixers tonight. He didn't play the other night, and they won. Meanwhile, 10 o'clock TNT, T-Wolves and Clippers, as the playoff positioning out west is very convoluted. I mean, you could be the two seed one day and a few days later be in the play-in. I mean, it's nuts. So hockey, 10 games tonight. The headliner, Panthers at Dallas. Don't laugh. Could be a Stanley Cup Finals preview. Really
nothing,
could.
Nothing to laugh about. It's 100% correct.
And they announced, the NHL did, within the last half hour, that the Panthers and Stars are going to play a two-game series in the fall in Finland. Needless to say, the Panthers, with Finnish center Alexander Barkov, going to be very popular there. Another key game in the NHL tonight could very well decide the division. Rangers and Canes, separated by 4 points, have played the same number of games. They're playing tonight in Carolina. If Carolina wants to win the division, they need to win tonight, preferably in regulation.
For you Flyer fans out there, they host San Jose. It is a must win. You lose this game to the worst team in the league, then you're not making the playoffs for certain.
All right, baby. College hoops.
Let's go.
Big night. First off, the big conference tournaments start, at least the Big 12 and the ACC do. 12:30, UCF taking on Oklahoma State. And Miami at 7 o'clock tonight on the ACC network going to play Boston College. Canes are going to finish below 500 unless they win two games in this ACC tournament. Can you believe that? Coming off last year and the year before? That's unreal. 5-5 conference finals tonight, Mark. You ready?
Okay.
The Colonial, Stony Brook and Charleston. Charleston, a 10.5-point favorite.
Big favorite in that game.
The Horizon, Milwaukee and Oakland. Oakland, a 4.5-point favorite.
By the way, that's
the Barstool Horizon League Championship.
One of the smallest numbers of the final games tonight. That could be one of the more competitive games of the night.
Northeast final, Wagner and Merrimack. Merrimack, a 7.5-point favorite. West Coast Conference should be the best game of the night. Will you stay up for it? 9 o'clock ESPN. Gonzaga, St. Mary's, a couple of top 25 teams. The Zags, 3.5-point favorite. Let's go to South Dakota for the Summit. Denver and South Dakota State. South Dakota State, a 9.5-point favorite over the Pioneers.
St. Mary's took care of Gonzaga. They and Gonzaga split this year, right? And St. Mary's a 3.5-point favorite.
Yes.
Or rather, Gonzaga's a 3.5-point favorite in that game.
Well, wait. Did they split, or did St. Mary's finish the year undefeated in conference?
Oh, you're right.
They were the only team, I think, in
they
Division
lost to Gonzaga.
One. Oh, did they? Late?
Yeah, late.
Okay. They were the last team to be undefeated in conference play.
They got beat by 13 late in the year by the Zags.
By the way, Denver is the 7 seed. It was just like the SoCon last night where you had top seed against the 7 seed in East Tennessee State. Okay, you got the 7 seed tonight. Denver in the Summit trying to get it done.
South Dakota State laying 9.5 in that one.
So there you have it. Big college hoop night. Big 12 and ACC get underway with UCF and Miami in action. And then 5 conference finals tonight. 5. It's outstanding.
Yeah, UCF plays at 12:30 this afternoon. That's not even the first game of the day. Davidson and Fordham get it going at 11:30. Trenton get a nap in, watch college basketball all day today.
I'm pumped up.
That's right.
And, I mean, I know you guys already moved on from the hockey, but you talked about that potential Stanley Cup preview. Panthers to win and 7-plus total goals is boosted to plus 275.
I wouldn't play that in a million years with those two goaltenders.
Well, also, is it 7 or 7.5? Yes.
It's just 7-plus. So if,
it gets
4-3, you win your bet.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Boy, the Stars don't give up many goals.
No, they don't.
Panthers got to win, too. I mean, I think they will, but that might even be the trickier part. Going to be a good game, though. But most of my time and energy, as you mentioned, will be devoted to college hoop.
I will say I don't like your Rangers tonight, as it was pointed out. They played the Devils last night, back-to-back games for your Rangers. That's a tough spot to go
Rangers
on the road
tonight. Rangers have been really good this year on back-to-backs, but I'm with you. Also, I mean, Carolina has to look at the standings and realize we lose tonight. We ain't winning the division. I don't know how much of a difference it'll be, by the way, because right now the third-place team in that division's, you know, Philadelphia, or it could be the Islanders, as opposed to if you win that division, you'll play the second wild card. It might be better to finish in second in that division, because do you really want to play the Lightning in the first round of the playoffs?
It would be maybe more difficult than playing the Flyers. That's all I'm saying.
I think it'd be even more difficult than playing the Islanders. I really think there could be an advantage in that division of finishing second. But so there you have it. Small conference tournaments are wrapping up. Big conference tournaments are getting underway. Hell of a hockey game in Dallas, 8 o'clock, Panthers and Stars, if you're interested. Good night.
And free agency it's already started. Aaron Jones signing with the Vikings. We'll have more signings going on all day long on day two of the legal tampering period.
We also may find out today about Gerrit Cole and his elbow with the Yankees. So, should be a good day and night. And because of that, Mark, I say we come back tomorrow.
I've got nothing else. I'm free.
All right. And goodness knows Trent doesn't have anything else, because I don't think the young lady from Wisconsin has gotten to town yet. Miller and Moulton. MillerandMoulton.com. Miller_Moulton on X.